When a falling chunk of space rock broke apart as it streaked northeastward across Marin and Sonoma counties on the night of October 17, 2012, Dr. Peter Jenniskens, a meteor astronomer at the SETI Institute in Menlo Park, was watching.
This fireball traveled through our camera field. So I'm running a video camera net where we're filming the night sky every night looking for meteors, shooting stars. And this one came through our camera field.
Using that record, he plotted the path of the shooting star and put out a call for people in that corridor to be on the lookout for any fragments that survived. So Novato resident Lisa Webb did just that.
She remembered hearing something hit the roof of a house that night. And so she put up a ladder against the roof of her garage and climbed up, didn't see anything, then climbed down the ladder. And at the foot of the ladder was this really heavy feeling, strange, dark-looking rock. And that turned out to be our meteorite.
Five additional pieces were found later, all in the Novato area, and they have since been intensively examined by teams of 50 or more scientists.
This Novato meteorite is one of the best-studied meteorites of this type ever. And from all their studies, an incredible picture of its past evolution has emerged.
And Jenniskens says that's a very long history, one that he's tracked to a specific debris field in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter.
The blackness of the rock, the shock blackening, we think that originated from a period very early in the history of the solar system, 4.5 billion years ago, but about 100 million years after the origin of the solar system.
And the blackening itself was likely caused by an interplanetary collision.
We suspect that the thing this asteroid was being hit by was debris from the Earth, and that is because at that same time, about 100 million years after the formation of the solar system, there was this big collision when something the size of Mars hit the Earth and created a big debris disk out of which our moon was formed. And that impact, we now think, shattered debris all over the inner solar system.
Some of that debris has been caroming around ever since, he says, and a piece of it that broke apart a mere 9 million years ago was the source of the rock that fell to Earth over Novato. Now, the surviving fragments in and of themselves are not a rarity. A couple dozen fall somewhere on the planet every year. But it was the quick recovery of these pieces that was unusual.
We were extremely lucky with Novato in the sense that it was so quickly recovered, just a few days after it fell. There was no rain at the time. It was really in a very pristine form.
And because they were so fresh, the researchers found in them something highly unusual, traces of organic compounds among the minerals.
Organics are relatively volatile, but if you have a freshly fallen meteorite and have a chance to probe that very quickly before it gets contaminated by the Earth's environment, it turns out that you can still detect at very low levels interesting compounds. And that's interesting because these compounds tell a story as well in what happened to this material in this whole evolution.
The details of that story, however, are only beginning to be unraveled. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.